This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there on the site for free, unlike a lot of the other talk shows in the business. Free Talk Live's website is free. You can enjoy it and not have to pay a dime in any kind of subscription fee to grab archives and get interactive in various different ways with other listeners of the show, etc. In fact, the main feature of the site actually allows you to even control the content of the site and specifically what's on the front page there. There are different items on the front page that have all been put there by listeners like you. When you find something online that you think's interesting, you think our listeners might enjoy, you just submit it as show prep to the website, and then others can vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Dale is normally with us on Monday nights. He is out due to attending what I think is called the Gay Lexicon. Apparently, something over the weekend.
Like Galaxicon? Galaxicon?
I believe it's called...
It's a gay science fiction con. Science fiction convention.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think he pronounced it Gay Lexicon, but I could have been mistaken on that.
Play on words, that's all I'm saying.
Anyway, yeah, he went to a gay sci-fi convention, and I think he had a blast there.
Awesome.
So we'll be hearing back from him, I'm sure, in a little while. But 800-259-9231 is our number here, so Meg, thanks for coming in tonight. So we'll talk to you about anything. That is the point of the program. News to, I don't know if compliment is the right word. I suppose it is, but it's not positive news. It complements some of the news that we discussed this weekend, in that it is kind of the same theme. Mark, you may recall talking about the story out of Indiana, where the Supreme Court of Indiana made a decision about your, well, inability now, according to the government, to resist in any way, shape, or form a government illegal search.
An illegal police search.
Of your home.
Yeah, that there is no protection under the Constitution for someone to resist, I guess, in any way, the police doing even an illegal search. That essentially the idea is don't worry, citizen, we will take care of the police. If they do break the law, and it happens very rarely, then we'll take care of the punishment for these guys. You just go ahead and do whatever you have to do.
Right. And so that was an Indiana Supreme Court case. Obviously, bad news for freedom, because it essentially gives the police carte blanche to, do whatever kind of illegal searches they want to, and, well, you can't really do anything about it.
I don't think anything's really changed with this ruling. I feel like this has been the practical application for my whole life of the Fourth Amendment in sort of modern American society.
Yeah, it's just, do now and apologize later.
Now it's codified.
Now you don't even have to apologize later.
That's true, and they never did apologize.
No.
The suggestion is that they will take care of whatever disciplinary action that they need to take care of on their police, and, maybe 1 out of 1,000 times they'll do that. I don't know. I'm just taking a poke at this. But you could never resist a police officer, doing of his whatever, whether it's legal or illegal or whatever. I mean, try to imagine for a
second.
They'll
kill you. I mean,
trying to give a parking ticket to a police officer who has parked illegally, and this happens all the time. You see it. They just ignore you. If they walk away from you, you pull out a taser, you tase them.
Yeah.
My God, how much prison time will you get from that? That's exactly what they would do to you. Precisely, and then their police department would write it off as if nothing's happened. But I don't think anything's truly changed yet. It's just good rhetorical stuff.
I agree with you, Mark. Well, good as in we can talk about it, but I agree with you. Obviously, this is the way they've been behaving, but yet it has now been codified, and this is how they do things, right? They violate their own rules flagrantly, in your face, just do whatever it is they want to do. And then, whether it's the local cops or we're talking about the feds, they, down the line, justify and vindicate themselves from any kind of punishment or internal, you know, issue that they may have, should, you would think that they would have by doing the things that they do. They pass laws and retroactively grandfather themselves in and give them the whatever legal remedy that they need to avoid any kind of lawsuit or any kind of responsibility.
You know what? Just based on my own experience, I don't think they actually do those investigations at all, because when I went through my big TSA ordeal, I remember one newscast said that like the local police up here in Manchester looked at McLean's case and everybody worked by the book. My last name is not legally McLean, and it was never told to anybody at that airport when it occurred. It was not on my plane ticket.
So that means the news came to the police and said, have you looked into Meg McLean's case from the airport? Oh, yes, of course, Meg McLean. We saw that, and we're looking into it.
Because the Manchester police would investigate something that went on in Miami?
Oh, yeah, apparently so.
They have no jurisdiction. Why would they do that?
So they said everybody acted professionally in McLean's case. Well, there was no McLean case out there.
Wow.
So, you know, they just don't even bother anymore. Yep. They just say it.
And good observation.
Another point to be made here is that, you know, looking at my Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment says that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means I have the right to own weapons. And then it says in the Fourth Amendment that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. Against unreasonable searches and seizures. Now, if I am a person in the right to be secure in my house, then shouldn't I be able to use force of arms to protect it? Now, I'm not saying that I think that it's a wise idea to use a force of arms to protect your house against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Yeah, you'll be dead quick.
I'm just saying that this is what the Bill of Rights says to me.
Yeah, in theory, at least. That's why the Second Amendment exists, etc. So here's the news. This is the complimentary news to what we were just talking about. Now, this one is the Supreme Court of Washington, D.C. This is the National Supreme Court that made this decision. According to the Associated Press, today, they ruled against a Kentucky man who was arrested after police burst into his apartment without a search warrant because they smelled marijuana and feared he was trying to get rid of incriminating evidence. Voting 8-1 for the police state, the justices reversed a Kentucky Supreme Court ruling. The Kentucky Supreme Court had thrown out the evidence that was gathered when the officers entered Hollis King's apartment. The court said that there was no violation of King's constitutional rights because the police had acted reasonably.
Reasonably.
That's always reasonably. What they say, professionally or reasonably.
Well, it's right there in the Fourth Amendment. I mean, it says here that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And what have I said on this program before in the past? That's their word. That's the wedge word. That's the one where they can just put, that's the loophole word where they can just say, oh, of course it's reasonable. I mean, we did it.
Well, yes. I don't know about this one. I think that it is reasonable.
To bust into someone's home because you say you smell pot and you think he's flushing it down the toilet?
It's reasonable because he had a badge on.
It's reasonable because you believe a crime is being committed. Now, I'm not saying it should be a crime, Ian. I don't think it should be a crime. And if they wanted to bust in and use this, I mean, would you say that it's reasonable to bust in somebody's house if you, say, look through the window, you see somebody getting beaten up and you hear cries for help?
That would be a completely different situation.
I'm just asking you. Is that yes or no?
That may be a
situation. Okay, so they're relying on their senses to see that a crime is being committed, and then they're going to act upon that. All I'm saying is that these cops are relying on their senses to believe that a crime is being committed,
so
and they're going to act upon
it. Supreme Court's decision.
So they could. I can't see how they could have ruled any other way.
Right to privacy. There's no evidence that the smell was coming from there, or
well, okay, so they believe that the smell is coming from there. I mean, so if a cop hears a cry for help, they believe they could go into a particular apartment. They bust into the wrong apartment. They've made a mistake, and they should, you know, the department should have to pay for the door, or the cop should have to pay for the door, or whatever. But that's really...
Well, that doesn't happen.
And a cop could say anytime they want, I thought I heard somebody crying for help.
Right,
I
mean, and the cop
can say it anytime they want.
Bust
into
a door. I smell marijuana.
They can say that, too. So I'm just saying that if they can't say...
Are you saying you support this?
I'm only saying I can't understand how they could rule any other way in these circumstances.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. We'll give you some of the men in robes, what they had to say here in a moment on this case, some of the details as well. You can take control here. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to restoreyourhealthnow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Features on the site include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at BBS.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Of course, like the rest of our website, it is completely free. And are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of the banks charging you endless fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency and is gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value will only grow with time. You can learn more over at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. Our number here, 800-259-9231. And now you can see the Bitcoin logo up at the top right of the Free Talk Live website to make it easy for you to, if you would like, contribute a little bit of Bitcoinage to the show. You can do that over at freetalklive.com. Just look up in the top right for the Bitcoin logo as we continue here with a story, before we get to your calls, about an update from the Supreme Court. This is yet another usurpation of your right to privacy. And
I don't think it's so much a usurpation as it's just a more open defining that, yeah, we're going to do this.
Okay, yeah. They're now telling you to your face that we're going to just bust in your house whenever we damn well please.
And get away with it.
Right, and it'll be A-okay. So the news is that the court, the Supreme Court, has ruled 8-1, saying that it's entirely reasonable for the police to believe they smell marijuana coming from your door. They, at that point, can knock, and if they believe that they hear you doing something to dispose of the marijuana, that they can just bust right in. And that's what they did in this particular case. We'll give you some of the details on that here in a moment. Now, Mark, you're not defending what the court did, although it almost came off as though you were. You're saying you can't understand how they would have ruled otherwise, considering that this is a police state?
Well, I can't understand how they would do otherwise, considering that marijuana is illegal. So it's
a crime. Considering that you know, the idea behind the police being able to enter your home, this castle, the idea that this is your home, your castle, you're supposed to be secure in your persons and effects, etc., was that it was only to be violated in the most extreme exigent circumstances.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't.
No, not in the Constitution, but that was what, you know, the original concept was behind when the police
whenever
could
enter you write a contract, you need to have the terms of the contract clearly written in it. Okay,
I understand you're making excuses for.
I'm not making excuses. I'm trying to, you know, I mean, this is the clearly worded.
But doesn't it make sense that the police, if they're going to bust into your home, should only do it in the most exigent of circumstances, in that there's some sort of violent threat, there's someone being harmed, etc. I mean, that's how things were. That's the way things were, and now they're moving the ball forward for more of more intrusiveness, more oppression, and even I think it was Ginsburg here. Yeah,
hold on a second before you go on. So I don't know what car theft is on the ranks of you know, crimes, but if a cop believes that somebody has stolen your car and that it is in the garage of somebody else, you don't have a problem with that cop going in and, you know, investigating.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Absolutely, I do. People have a right to privacy, or at least that was the idea, Mark. Don't you have a problem with that? Shouldn't they get a damn warrant first or do some investigation first? I mean,
this is
jumping over the entire idea of, and we all know that the judges are a bunch of rubber stamps anyway, but conceptually, the idea was that the cops would have to present a case to somebody and then they would be approved to then get a warrant and then proceed with some kind of an investigation.
So my example stunk, and the previous example still stands. These cops believe that a crime was being committed because it's marijuana. It could be anywhere from a misdemeanor on up to a felony,
but
depending on where you are.
Even one of the agents on the court understands that there are differences between crimes. I mean, you don't side with the eight.
No,
that voted
I'm telling
for this,
you.
Right?
I'm telling you, I don't understand how they could vote differently.
I'm explaining to you how they could vote differently. If they valued the right to privacy, if they valued the idea that some crimes are more, dangerous and important than other crimes, like there's a scale of criminal activity, if they had values for that, then they could have said, you know, oh yeah, the Kentucky Supreme Court was absolutely right when they said that all this evidence should be thrown out, because this is a bunch of crap, what
yeah,
these cops
I think,
did.
the reasonable should only account for, you know, somebody is in imminent danger.
I agree.
And the only, you know, person there to save them is the cop.
The only reason police should bust through a door is in order to save somebody who is in imminent danger, is my opinion. However, yeah. The laws of the land have grown to the point that possessing a certain amount of marijuana is equal in time and threat of violence from the state to possessing or to harming somebody. You could rape a baby and get less time than you could by possessing a certain amount of marijuana.
I get what you're saying. Clearly, you're taking this, you know, the status position.
I am not taking the status
position. Not because you agree
position.
With it. Not because you agree with it. But that's you're defending as though you were the eight people here. You're
no,
explaining them
I'm
to
telling you,
them.
I don't see how somebody operating
how.
Under the rules as they exist today could make a decision otherwise.
The rules are still the same. Here in New Hampshire, there's, I think, the 18th Amendment to the Bill of Rights, which states that the punishment should be equal to the crime. And clearly, the punishment in the marijuana cases is inappropriate.
I agree.
Wrong.
I think pretty much the punishment in all crimes are way exacerbated here now.
So here's what Ginsburg had to say as the lone dissenter in the case. She said her colleagues were giving police an easy way to routinely avoid getting warrants in drug cases. She said police officers may now knock, listen, then break the door down. Never mind that they had ample time to obtain a warrant, she said.
It's not like the warrants matter anyway. They're all rubber stamps from the judges.
Right, but in theory, Mark. I mean,
that's
makes
the thing.
Sense.
That's all we're talking about here is theory. In practical application, this is how it works. You live in a police state. You can cry about it, but I mean, this ruling is meaningless.
Well, it means something to me because it's them validating what it is that they've done. It's them sticking their nose up at the idea of the right to privacy. It's them sticking their nose up at the idea that the right that there's any kind of procedure involved in searching somebody's home. Here.
Well, I think the bigger issue for me is by them saying it, so many, you know, good flag-waving Americans out there are going to agree with it and going to look down on me for not agreeing with
we'll
it.
We'll give you some more of the details here in a moment, but let's talk to Chris listening in Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hey.
Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just calling to talk to you about absolutes, and it seems to me like Ian is completely, absolutely opposed to violence. Is this true?
I'm accepting of violence in defense of one's
I don't think
life.
I think that the definition of violence is kind of slippery as to whether or not it even is can be used in defense. That violence may by its definition only be an offensive force.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm just saying I've read a couple of definitions, and that's what I've seen that in there.
Well, okay. Well, we'll come back and talk more about it if you want. Stick with us, Chris. I'd like to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll give you more details also on the case here as to what the Supreme Court was deciding on. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. SACL, CAI, toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Meg joining us courtesy of Liberty Flair. What is Liberty Flair?
Right now, just one-inch buttons that have Liberty phrases, designs, and I just redid the website, so go check that
really?
Out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to do that. And, I heard you got a new flair for George Mandrick Skouras.
That'll be coming out at Porkfest. I got a big order of those coming in, so I will have those available starting at Porkfest and then after Porkfest.
On. As in the George Mandrick that is famous for his baklava that he sells on the internet at mandrick.com.
M-A-N-D-R-I-K, there's no C in Mandrick.
That's correct. So you're always coming out with new designs over time, and designs in many cases that actually, when you buy the little these little buttons, they actually benefit the organization that's being promoted there.
We give, no company yet or group has come to their $25 payout yet, but every time they do, I'll give them the $25 from 50% of their sales.
Well, it's because the buttons are so cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very low cost, and I don't know how you can make money on these things, but you
manage to.
You do, and they're great. They look great too. So go to libertyflare.com. You can get some of what Meg's up to there at libertyflare.com. And you also do graphic design and video work.
Yep.
So I know you're accepting jobs on that, but you're pretty busy.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy till Porkfest, but hopefully I'll be able to get a few more things in there. So just keep contacting me, and I'm sure I'll get back with you.
So don't hesitate to get in touch with Meg if you need any of that stuff done.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, and miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but it's probably a good idea to reserve your berth now. The ship has been in and out of yellow status. I couldn't tell you where it's at right now, meaning that they're getting close on rooms. You can go check the website at cruise.freetalklive.com. The cost of the rooms changes on a regular basis. By changes, I mean it generally continues to move in an upward fashion. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go back to Chris listening in Indiana. Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live. So you had a question about my particular beliefs on the use of violence.
Yes.
And you were wondering if I was opposed to it in all circumstances?
Yeah, like I've heard you say, like, if someone breaks in your home, you know, you'd shoot them or whatever. But, you know...
Well, I don't know if I would shoot somebody if they broke into my home. I think that's probably a little bit extreme. I think they might be asked to leave before any violence was wrought upon them.
Right.
But yeah, I generally think that violence is not the solution. I'm not quite a pacifist in that I do have an AK-47.
I don't know. Whoa. Do you thinking that a tool that fires a projectile out of its barrel makes it so that you believe in violence?
It makes me feel a little uncomfortable owning an AK-47.
I don't understand what the correlation is between those two things.
That tool is designed primarily for
killing. I don't believe in hitting people in the head with hammers either, but I have several hammers.
I see what you're saying, Mark, but that tool was designed primarily for killing.
Indeed. There are all kinds of things that run around this world. Do you eat meat?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't hunt.
Well, you may need to do that at some point. Do you keep the AK-47 because you use it or because you might need to use it?
Because I might need to use it.
There you go. There might be a circumstance in the future, especially with the the United States government is spending its money, that you need to hunt your own food, my friend.
I'll probably end up dying in that case.
Yeah, probably not.
There's not a lot of
buffalo roaming around here anymore.
Not a lot of moose. I mean, I remember when we moved here.
There's a lot of deer.
There was a moose that was walking through the streets in Keene, but there's like 20,000 people here, so odds are good the better hunters are going to get the meat before I am.
Anyway, here's the third definition of violence. I'd like to pop this in. An unjust or unwarranted exertion of force or power as against rights or laws to take a government by violence.
So what would you call force? It would just be force then if you use
force
to repel force?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I've only used the term as I will do what it takes to prevent further harm.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to do.
Meg, what do you think on this question? Violence.
I'm, at this point, a nonviolent person. I don't think I'd use violence. However, I have said many times before, if I ever had kids, it changed things for me a bit.
Yeah. I mean, you get very protective when you have kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I say that I would only use the amount of, force that I needed to prevent further violence, I've got an anger management problem, too. So you really don't want to walk up on me in some situation and threaten me. You know, it's a bad idea.
Chris, your thoughts?
Well, the Revolutionary War was very violent, and a lot of people died, and freedom was a result.
No.
It's the truth and you know it.
No, it's not.
How is it not?
Okay, so if it was freedom, then why did they have Shays' Rebellion in Connecticut? If it was
freedom, was that? When was the Shays'
Rebellion? I've got to pull it up.
Early 1700s,
something.
Right?
It was before the Constitution was even put in place, because it was mentioned in the Federalist Papers. And also, after that, why did they have the Whiskey Rebellion? Why were these people rebelling against this free form of new form of free government that they had?
Well, due to an environment of anarchy.
They had an environment of anarchy?
Yeah, the government had just been overthrown. Everybody is instantly free, and now any fight that anybody has or any kind of squabble that they have is going to be like, oh, big deal. And
what was Shays' Rebellion, Mark?
I've got to pull it up. I couldn't tell. I mean, I can tell you why the Risky Rebellion was fought.
What's the Risky Rebellion?
The Shays' Rebellion was fought because a man named Shay had, you know, some debts to people who had governmental power. He didn't believe that they should collect on him. I get a little fuzzy after that. You know, I mean, I honestly don't have it in my repertoire. But here's the Whiskey Rebellion. Let me tell me about this anarchy that occurred here. People in western Pennsylvania were basically on the frontier at that point, and it was there were taxes on the transportation of, I believe it was alcohol, because it was more profitable for them to distill their grain into liquor, because it's easier to transport small things than it is large things, and you can take a lot of, and it takes a lot of wheat or whatever to make one bottle of whiskey. So they would find it more expeditious to transport their whiskey. In the form of, or excuse me, transport their grain in the form of whiskey than it would in the form of grain, because they still had to compete with people who were in the East at that point. So they'd have to bring it to market, and it was a lot easier to bring whiskey to market than it was to the other stuff, the wheat. So they, Washington decided to put a tax upon them.
Well, wait, they can't tax, it's anarchy.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The color's wrong. So Washington put a tax upon them, specifically upon whiskey, which was basically a tax upon people in the frontier areas, because the frontier areas were making the whiskey, and they felt that it was unfair. They had a small rebellion. Basically, Washington sent George Lighthorse Lee, which was the grandfather of Robert E. Lee, and
crushed him, right? Militarily?
Went in there, and they executed a few people. There was really no resistance, but they executed a few people. Mostly, so like, dullards and
kind
stuff.
Kind of like today, when just a gunman goes shooting and kills a few people?
Nobody in the rebellion killed anybody. They just didn't want to be taxed.
The point of Mark, well, you telling the story, was to rebut your presumption, Chris, that there was some form of lack of government.
I will
after
give
the,
you
after the revolution.
You made an extraordinarily positive statement, which is that we got freedom from the Revolutionary War. I will agree with you that the Revolutionary War, among the history of wars, is probably one of the least egregious. But what you have to understand that the Revolutionary War resulted in were a bunch of people, and not everybody got what they wanted. Some people wanted more freedom. Some people didn't want to leave the king. And lots of people got tarred and feathered and executed because of their beliefs. The Revolutionary War wasn't clean or pretty or anything like that. And it didn't result in freedom, if this is what it resulted in.
Chris, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I firmly believe that violence is certainly not the solution on a societal level to anything.
I don't think the Quakers had the solution, you know, during the revolutionary times either.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy.
Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. Now, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Somebody was asking me if I had flyers that I could send them that they could use to promote Free Talk Live, and the answer is not really. We do have free bumper stickers that we can give away, but you know, you're only going to get one or two or whatever, because shipping stuff is fairly expensive, and we're a really small operation here. Maybe we sound like a big radio show with a crack research team and a huge sales staff and, you know, big engineering department, but really, most of everything is done by you and I, Mark, and then we've got great co-hosts that come in here and share their viewpoints.
We don't farm much out because most people won't work for free.
Yeah, and I just, as far as, like, filling orders for people that want business cards or flyers or something like that, I don't have anybody I can pay to fill orders like that. I couldn't afford to pay them to do that. So we put the flyers online as PDFs. You can download whatever ones you want. We've got the graphics online in vector format. You can make your own graphics if you want. You make your own flyer if you're not satisfied with the flyers that that we have. And so those are free. You know, downloading the PDFs, that's all free.
And anybody who does that, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much. And all, you know, if you don't have a bunch of money to go print out stacks and stacks of these things, you can always just use your printer in your office and, you know, print out a few of them, you know, whatever, one off them if you need to. But as of right now, that's the only model we have for distributing these
things.
You know,
it'll use up your toner kind of quick, but I don't know. You can get toner kind of cheap now from China. I mean, it's like, if you plan ahead, it's like $4 for a cartridge. Depending on what kind of
toner
you have.
Yeah. Not for toner.
I don't know what the term is.
You could get ink.
Okay.
You could get ink for cheap. Okay. But toner is more expensive. But yeah, China brand is always going to be cheaper. However, I still question the China brand sometimes, because I always wonder, like, when I have problems printing, is it because I went with the China brand? Is it because I cheaped out and went with the China brand? And
I think
so,
it is.
Yeah, it may be.
I ran out of, like, blue, and now it won't print anything, and yeah. So it's just depressing.
I've been having problems with
it's tough this, when you're dealing with a situation where you can pay $4 for one that from China and wait 3 weeks to get it, or you can pay $40 from one from the United States at, yep. at you know, the one of the big box stores. Yeah, I mean, it's a big
I would say
difference.
Overall, I have been using China brand ink slash toner for the last, forever. I've never bought brand name. And I have to say, I believe that even with whatever problems have occurred, I think that I've saved money simply because the brand name stuff is so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, I got a laser printer at Staples for $100, a color laser printer for $100. And you buy two toner cartridges for that thing, you've exceeded the cost of the printer. Now, to be fair, when they ship the printer, they ship them with, like, midget cartridges.
Yeah.
They don't have the full... Nothing against midgets. But they don't have the full amount of toner in them. They're
little,
like,
people cartridges.
They're like test-shipped cartridges. They're intended to run out quickly, so you have to buy more toner. And
right, they're delivery systems for toner sales, basically.
Yeah.
So I've replaced the toner in that... in the printer, I've replaced the color cartridges once, and I've replaced the black cartridge, I think, at least once, maybe more than once. And had I bought those brand name, 5 toner cartridges, it's about $80 a pop. You do the math on that. That's over, you know, $300 plus, $400 in toner cartridges.
So what we're saying is go to Kinko's.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're gonna print in bulk, yeah, for sure. You want to go with like uprinting.com or something like that, which I've had very good experience with. But just generally, the comment on the idea of buying these Chinese brands is, like, for the cost of all those new cartridges, if the China brand fails on you, printers are so cheap you can just go out and buy another printer. I mean, a laser printer is always going to be more expensive than is an inkjet, but you can get inkjet printers for $50 to $100, and you can get a laser printer for $100 to $250. So I bought the same exact model. My printer's been having problems. I put another toner cartridge in. That didn't solve the problem. The problem changed, though, so it made me wonder, do I have 2 bad toner cartridges? Only one way to find out. I'm buying a brand new printer. Rather than go and pay $80 for one toner cartridge, I can get another printer for $150, the exact same model.
And more of the little printer cartridges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at least this way I could take the Chinese cartridge that I suspect of being bad and just put it in the new printer and see if the same exact problem happens. And then I'll know for sure, all right, maybe I do need to find a better brand of cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
But I think overall, the amount of money that you spend buying the imitation brand stuff more than pays for a new printer if you need to.
Call in now with your printer questions.
1-800-259-9231. No. This is not a tech advice show. But I think that, you know, smart shopping is important.
Yeah.
And especially now when you've got a down economy, more and more people are going to be looking at options like Chinese ink rather than the name brand ink.
We discuss issues of, sort of family pocketbook issues here on Free Talk Live. And I think that...
it's been a little while, but yeah, I do like talking about those things. Savings and financial intelligence. We did talk about financial intelligence recently on the show. Let's continue, though, with your phone calls about what you want. Adam is listening in Ohio to WAIS. Hello, Adam.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. Well, actually, I guess a whole bunch. talking about violence and definitions of things. I think about those things a good bit. I thought I'd weigh in a little bit and give you...
Here you are. Go ahead with your thoughts.
A definition of violence. All right, so violence is the unnecessary use of force, and the measure of necessary is the preservation or protection of one's life.
So therefore, you would say that using force in defense of one's life is in no case violent?
No.
Okay.
Because, well,
I like that definition personally, because I agree with Mark. The term violence does seem to have that negative, mm-hmm. aggressive connotation.
Well, I think there needs to be a distinguishment. For example, if I was, say, camping in an area with bears and I wasn't careful and I had a, you know, granola bar in my pocket and I was awoken by this bear, you know, going after my leg, you know, I don't think it would be violent or unreasonable for me to start thrashing about and trying to get out of mm-hmm. the situation. Whereas if I just saw a bear and shot it or something, yeah. that would clearly be too... entirely different uses of force.
What about if you, like, screamed and peed yourself? What would that be?
Funny.
that would be flipping out, I suppose.
That'd be likely.
You know, it would probably be. But you know what I'm saying?
You could pee on a bear, and then, anyway,
I'm sure they'd love that.
When you, No, I don't think it's reasonable at all for anyone to just expect me to sit there and get beaten by somebody or eaten by, you know, a dog or something. I mean, obviously, if a dog just ran up to me and started biting at my leg, I would swat at it or something just to get it away. But if I just saw a dog and threw a rock at it or something, you know, those are two
right,
different...
If you just saw a dog and shot it, you'd be a cop.
Right, pretty much.
Not every cop does that.
That's true.
Right,
a lot
right.
of love dogs. Hey, thanks for the thoughts on that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Adam, at 800-259-9231. Paula is in Missouri. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark. Hello there.
I was just calling. I wanted to correct something that Mark had said on Saturday. When you guys were talking about the SWAT team raids, Mark had said that there was 4.5 every day.
Yeah, that was from Reason Magazine. I did quote my source on that.
Yes, and Radley Balco, who I would say probably is the expert, probably one of the biggest experts, he actually says there's about 50,000 a year.
That's what I thought. I thought it was some number like that, but man, that's such a big number to jump out there and say. Now, Radley works for Reason, doesn't
he? That's 109 per day, by the way.
He actually works for Reason, so that would put it more at like 4.5 an hour.
Wow.
These SWAT raids. And there was actually a report that came out of Maryland in 2010. Their state law requires them to record what these SWAT teams are being used, and 92% of their raids, which there was about 1,600 in that state alone, were used for serving search warrants, and 47% of those were just for searching for drugs. So we have almost 50% of the time these raids are being used just to search for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So a situation where there is no violence, they're bringing violence to the situation.
I appreciate you calling
in. This is written by 4.5 SWAT raids per day by Radley Balco. I think this might be for just the state of Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think
you really botched that one up.
Yeah, it looks like I might have. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to go through the whole thing here. I just, you know, I took it as face, but...
Yeah, and his estimates of about 50,000 a year, that it is in his white paper he wrote, Overkill... For Potato Institute, I believe he wrote that.
You are absolutely right, Paula. And I mentioned the 40,000. I thought it was 40,000, but hey, who's counting? Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And yeah, you're right, Mark. That 1,600 number she cited, divide that by 365, and you get about 4.38. So yeah, it was for the state of Maryland that you were citing there. 800-259-9231. Hour two is next. Nick will correct that on Saturday night. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.